Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 24th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Twitter's accessibility account announced it is banning animated PNGs on the service. Twitter discovered a bug that allowed users to bypass autoplay settings and says the ban is for the safety of people with sensitivity to motion and flashing imagery, including those with epilepsy. Existing animated PNGs won't be deleted, but users will only be able to post animated GIFs going forward. A 2015 T-Mobile report was made public as part of the lawsuit filed by several states' attorneys general to block its merger with Sprint. The report details T-Mobile estimated an end to organic subscriber growth by 2018 and recommended that T-Mobile position itself for two mergers, the first with Sprint and a second with a major cable company, with Comcast specifically named. The report also didn't consider MVNOs a meaningful threat to T-Mobile's business, arguing without regulatory and telco support, it is almost impossible that new mobile entrants will be able to disrupt the industry. Uber announced that former CEO Travis Kalanick will step down from the company's board effective December 31st. CNBC previously reported that Kalanick sold over 90% of his stake in Uber since his stock lockup expired in November, worth $2.5 billion. In the announcement, Uber said Kalanick will focus on his new Cloud Kitchens venture, as well as philanthropic efforts. The head of Sony's semiconductor unit, Tarushi Shimizu, told Bloomberg that for the second consecutive year, the company plans to run its image sensor facilities constantly over the end-of-year holidays to try to keep up with demand. Image sensors are now Sony's second most profitable business after PlayStation, and the company plans to spend 700 billion yen, or roughly $6.4 billion, through March 2021 to boost image sensor output by 26% to 138,000 wafers a month. Shimizu said the company expects depth-sensing time-of-flight sensors to drive demand in 2020. SpaceX completed its 10th successful test of the parachute system for the Crew Dragon commercial spacecraft. This is SpaceX's third iteration on the system, and CEO Elon Musk previously stated that at least 10 successful tests were needed before feeling confident of using the craft in crewed flights. The company's next major test for crewed flights is the in-flight abort test scheduled for January 11th, which will test mid-launch emergency safeguards. 9to5 Google reports that Google is testing the ability to zoom into videos in Google Photos. Version 4.33 of the Android app shows support for video zooming in code, but doesn't respond to pinch-to-zoom gestures and isn't accessible by general users. And finally, the Pokemon Company published two new titles exclusively on Facebook Gaming. Pokemon Tower Battle is available worldwide and developed by Bombay Play, with players competing in real time to solve physics-based puzzles to stack the most Pokemon. Pokemon Medallion Battle was developed by GC Turbo and is available in the Asia-Pacific region, offering a traditional digital card battle strategy experience. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, you can generally tune into Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. They're running their end-of-year specials right now, but make sure you stay tuned in for those. And if you want to, remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.